Drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Rise.
Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you, what happened?
Check all the buttons?
I fucking pressed every goddamn button. I twisted every fucking knob. You know why? It's because fucking Dan's here.
Well, of course.
Nothing works when Luddite happen. Boy is here.
Oh, wait. I see levels.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
shit.
Okay. And before this goes away...
Yeah, we'll cut that out in post.
Yeah, sure we will.
Editing. That's our strong suit.
And 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
And I am Bryce.
And someone was a little jealous...
Someone was a little jealous.
Someone hasn't been on in a while, and they got a little butthurt that their buddy was on.
I got Billy. I'll admit it.
You got Big Billy.
I listened to the episode, and I was like, fuck, I missed opportunities to bitch. And I hate it when I miss opportunities to
bitch.
Dude,
all you have to do is listen to our show, and you'll want to bitch.
Yes, well, I find that when it's just you two, it's like, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But when it's Sean, this
we
is
never know what the fuck we're talking about.
You know, it's like, no. No, it was just about a topic that I feel very strongly about in multiple ways.
Very passionate.
In case you don't know, this is our good friend Dan from the band Herkimer.
Hello.
Welcome back. This is your third appearance on the show.
Technically but only second.
So far, only the second one.
This will be 2.5.
Well, yeah,
we'll give you... You get half credit for the
half.
Other one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2.25.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, because we lost
we'll
one.
Give you that
we
one.
Lost half of the other, so technically this is my 1.5.
1.5.
There you go.
It's the goodness.
Down your throat.
In
okay,
the gullet.
So we've got a fairly serious topic that we're going to discuss today that's relevant to a topic we've had ongoing. And I think we'll probably be what people know this show more for. And I'm not sure
thing?
If that's a good thing or a bad
not
thing
sure,
yet.
Not sure.
But before we get to that, we got a couple things that I want to talk about really quick. First of all, our good friend and escapee, Big Jim Willig, contacted me this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's doing fine. He made it to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've talked to him a little bit since
he wasn't kidnapped or anything.
Not yet.
Things aren't going
He might be
super
sold
great.
To an Amish family, though.
He is off of
If we have our way.
A bit of a
well,
workhorse.
You heard about that, the couple that sold their daughter. To the to these two Amish people
was right.
Out there farm.
Wasn't it Jim and Melissa?
Wait, isn't that the intro to The Witness?
Good game, Jim. Good game. Things aren't going as well as they'd like for those guys, but like, there's potentially some things going around the corner. Right now, and the reason we haven't had them on the show is they don't have internet where they are. So we can't...
They don't have
Skype
horse-drawn buggy internet yet?
No. But apparently Jim did say he was working on some meth to get some pedal internet.
He's going to start Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going
to sell
okay.
it to the Amish, hook
okay.
them up to exercise bikes to get the
See, I think he needs giant hamster wheels.
Yeah.
Are we
going
to call
yeah.
him Hamster Big? Or Heisen Big? No?
Heisen Jim?
Heisen Jim?
Heisen Jim.
If he starts peddling blue, man, I don't know. I may have to move out to Pennsylvania. I got to try that shit.
But other than that, things are going good. When things kind of settle down for them, we're hoping to get them on. We talked about doing something similar to the Colbert Report.
Gotcha.
With Jim as our Pennsylvania correspondent. So fingers crossed. All good thoughts to them. Hopefully we'll hear him on the show again. He definitely misses it. I didn't know someone would ever miss our abuse.
I know.
But that's why
I don't
Dan,
even miss
right?
it.
That's what I'm here for today.
Because Bryce and I missed abusing people. So
just for
we
you,
we
got to
bring
Jim,
somebody in.
Just for you, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be your whipping boy today.
The other thing I want to talk about really quick is, and Bryce, you might remember, we've discussed this on a number of shows, and that is the possibility that there's another apocalypse that people just aren't paying attention to.
The end is nigh. Didn't you know that?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I have proof here. Bearpocalypse is coming. Because apparently...
Oh, the bear that was walking on 2 feet?
They are fucking mimicking us and trying to blend into our society.
They're learning.
Petal the bear showed back up in a neighborhood in New Jersey that he's been seen walking upright. Next time they see him, he's going to be wearing a coat and a hat. I guarantee you.
Hey, Yogi.
Hey, kids. You want to prevent forest fires?
Right? Exactly.
Pants and a hat, baby. Pants and a hat.
People joke, but you know what? I'm preparing to bow to our future bear masters now.
Get ready.
I don't want to be food. I would rather be a fish gatherer or something. I'll even be a honey gatherer.
A den mother? You could be a den mother.
A den mother. They don't want me near the cubs. They don't want me near the cubs.
You know, it's weird, though, to take your funny and turn it kind of creepy. I've seen a bear skinned. And it actually looks like a human being hanging. It is terrifying. The first time you see it, you're like,
sounds pretty horrible.
What the fuck is that? Oh, that was our black bear.
Sure? That was a bear? Are you sure that's not long pig? Jeez.
I gotta tell you, well, the arms, they draped this the exact same as ours. Their legs, almost the exact same. They're a little chunkier on the thigh, but it's like, damn,
see, they told him that was our black bear, and Dan thought they meant black bear. But no, that was cousin bear.
Yeah, cousin bear.
His name was Bob, but they called him Bear because he was very furry.
Apparently,
it was really a guy.
It's the other white meat.
Yep, yep, yep. Taste of chicken.
Cousin Black Bear. Oh, God. Okay, so anyone who heard our show last week knew that we got into another one of our religious rants. But before the show, and we had recorded the show before it had happened, but Bryce, you tagged on what I can only describe as a very eloquent and very heartfelt.
I wish. You have no idea how many takes that took me to actually get it the way that I wanted it.
Way to show them behind the curtain, Bryce.
Right? No, I'm serious.
You're supposed to say, I fucking did that in one take.
I wish I could have done that.
Came from the heart, baby. Came from the heart.
It really did. It took me like almost an hour. I literally just sat here. I'm like, how do I do this?
Even however many takes, you could hear how that thing had affected you. And I think it affected a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the wave effect from one guy's actions.
Horrible.
Is really been felt. So much so that Democrats sat down.
Yeah.
Did a protest
in
the Senate.
Yeah.
I mean, something's clearly got to be done.
Yeah.
And now the government is finally catching on. And yet Republicans are still like, nope. No, do you know why? Because the NRA is still paying them.
Yep.
So
they get a lot of money from them.
But on top of that, it's unfortunate because, you know, in my personal thought process about the whole gun control issue, I mean, it's a very touchy subject, especially
when
you're talking to.
It's a very touchy subject.
Especially when you don't bring up the idea that gun control doesn't necessarily mean taking them away.
It doesn't mean taking them away at all.
It's just like with, I was hearing a speech from, actually it was Obama. They had a video somebody posted up where he basically was talking about the idea that, you know, when cars first came out, people were running over each other. They were killing each other. They were bashing into each other.
Yeah.
We made them go through a process of learning. They have to get a license by taking multiple tests to make sure they know responsible handling of these vehicles. Because, I mean, my old man always used to tell me he's a semi-truck driver. He goes, you're handling 2,000 pounds of chaos.
Yeah.
And the best you can do is just know how to handle it the best you can. Well, the same concept applies to guns.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing and you're just a rage-filled monster who has a vendetta to score, guess what? A gun's the easiest thing to jump to.
Yeah.
Because it'll do the most damage in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah. Well, let's focus on that right now because you hit the nail on the head. I think when you say gun control to 90% of gun owners, they immediately think,
don't take my gun.
They're going to
exactly.
take, that's how you control guns. You take them away. That's not the case, though. Our Constitution states you have the right to own a firearm if you wish to own it. The problem that we have is that, A, they're too easy to get, and B, people who probably shouldn't own them
are getting them too easily.
Yeah.
And
one senator said it perfectly. If someone is on a no-fly list because they may or may not be
affiliated with a terrorist
They should not be able to get a gun.
Yeah.
That should go hand in hand. If you're not going to allow them in a plane, don't allow them to arm themselves either.
The one thing
you can prove, or they can prove,
intelligent
that
enough to handle themselves.
The one thing I will say about that, one thing I will say about that is they need to make it more transparent who's on the list and how it works.
Yes.
So that, because you were, weren't you? Didn't you have trouble getting your passport?
No, we had trouble getting on the plane.
Because your name was similar to somebody was. See,
I totally don't remember this.
James Robinson, I remember you telling me about that. ISIS He's a terrorist.
I totally don't remember this. Yeah. When did this happen?
I want to say when we went to Disneyland.
Huh?
Wow.
See, I remember
restrained
that.
Restrained from going to
Disneyland. How bad is that?
Un-American. Yeah.
Mister, I've never been out of the country.
Oh, that's right. No, that's what it was. It just they wouldn't check me online. I had to like go and show.
Yeah, but still, the fact is. They need to work on that system as well.
Yeah,
it needs to go hand in hand.
Exactly.
But I agree. If they are on a no-fly list, they shouldn't be allowed to purchase a firearm.
And I don't... see, here's the thing. If you're a responsible gun owner and you've got no problems, you should have no problem with going and saying, you know, I need to go get a mental evaluation.
Yeah.
You know? Not just for the public peace of mind, but for mine as well.
Right.
You know, because a lot of the people that have been involved in these big shootings lately have had serious mental problems,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting guns too easily. And I think that's the biggest problem is I don't want to take guns from responsible people.
Absolutely not.
I think it's part of our society. It's part of our heritage that if you choose to own a gun, you can get one. But
absolutely.
I also think that before you get one, just like with a car, you need to go through classes.
Exactly. Learn the proper usage, storage, and responsible...
Yes.
You know,
there also needs to be an easier way for people to get storage lockers for them. Because that's a big part of it is they come with trigger locks, but a lot of people don't use them.
Right.
Yeah.
And a good gun safe can be very expensive.
And on top of that, you know, I mean, a lot of weapons used, I mean, even like in the early 90s, but, you know... multitudes of then gangbangers, most of them probably were stolen from some responsible house.
And that's where a lot of the mass shootings that have happened up until now had been, is they were taken from a family member or a friend.
Right, exactly. And that's their accessibility on top of that. So again, that should be a part of the learning curve.
Yeah,
you know,
the ownership. It's like it's like when you want to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's a privilege. So you have to go, like in Oregon, you have to go through a class to learn how to be a responsible rider.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your responsibility to purchase the bike, keep and maintain it, and all that.
Yeah. And store it. That's the thing.
Now,
we have
I will
to
say,
have somewhere to park these vehicles.
Yeah.
Same concept with the gun.
This is not a complete solution, of course. Having stronger background checks and all that stuff. It's not a solution.
They need to close the background check loophole at gun shows. I will say at the Oregon shows, you do have to get a background check.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the problem is when you do person-to-person sales.
Well, yeah.
Because those don't require one.
But there's also, there is a black market for weapons.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's a huge black market.
You can, if you really want to find a gun and you have the money.
You can find one. You can find anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can find a fucking rocket launcher if you have the money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of sad part about it. I mean, when I think about it, I always try to think of things objectively. You know, it's like, what's both sides of this argument? It's like, you look at a base collector. Somebody who doesn't have any desire to shoot anything or at all. He just wants the weapon because it's an amazing piece of engineering.
Yeah.
And it is. It's imperative that we never forget how important these people were who built these weapons. In general, out of sheer respect for how the fuck did you figure that out?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you engineer it to be so small and so big and do so much a wide range of damage?
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with a rocket launcher. You know, there's aspect of astro engineering that goes into the projectile itself. How did you get that into a tube?
Yeah.
And how did you make it function to where it's actually accurate to a certain point? I mean, and there's that respect that collectors might have. And for them, that's not a problem because they're super responsible already in and of themselves. They're collecting, they're just keeping, they're just storing it. They have nice, safe
places to have it, nice displays, whatever, that are super locked, all that bullshit. Most of the people who could afford multiples of military weapons, you know, that are not militant assholes. but it's like, you know, and that's a point of view that I try to take in perspective when I think about, you know, okay, well, what kind of loopholes would these people have to go through? Yes, it's an important part of heritage. However, at the same time, you could learn the same amount from the engineering and feel that same closeness if you just went to a museum, you know.
Exactly.
If you went to, like, the Multnomah County Museum that's right by my house, they had a World War II exhibit. They were showing everything from howitzers to the weapons to uniforms. They had Nazi uniforms, which kind of blew my mind. And again, how freakishly small people were in World War II.
But I know, we've gotten a lot bigger.
It's just one of those things where I stood in front of, like, the case of, like, the U.S. soldier, and I was like, Jesus Christ, he looks like he's 12.
Well, and think about this, too. Like, human evolution is such that, like, people in the Dark Ages... No one over 5 foot.
Oh, yeah. That's why the pyramids are built so small with their entrances, because they didn't need to be that fucking tall.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got Morgan Freeman walking in there like, God damn it. And, you know...
Don't stand up. What?
Damn it! but, you know, it's again, actually, it's a thought process of evolution, you know? I mean, my father, I love him to death. He's... was born Lutheran, so he had a very loose religious concept, but he's not entirely convinced evolution is a thing. And I was like, dude, let me put it into perspective for you. Those monkeys you're talking about that haven't evolved, it's because those are still stupid apes.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten there yet, but they're smarter than they ever were. We, on the other hand, had some evolutionary break where we started figuring shit out differently.
Yeah.
We started doing natural selection all the way through.
That's one of the biggest arguments is, well, why are there still monkeys?
Right, and that's
and it's
the
stupidest argument. Why are there still birds?
Right.
I mean, everything evolves differently. All it takes is one mutation to make a big break.
And that's the thing. I tried breaking it down for him through the concept, and he goes, well, why haven't we evolved now? It's like, because we're the alpha predator. We don't need to evolve.
We don't need to adapt.
Well,
we've
gotten to a point
where
we are the best. Evolving,
yeah, truly.
That's the thing.
We're still evolving body-wise and mental-wise. I mean, we're still taking on different changes.
Evolution doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Evolution
is a
process that takes thousands and
there
thousands
are,
of years.
There are examples where we can physically watch it because it's a faster process.
Right.
But for the most part, it takes a long time for a big change to happen.
Absolutely. And I mean, look at viruses, for instance.
Yeah.
Like the cold virus. It constantly evolves because it learns its
it has
environment
to adapt.
Every single person it goes to.
Yeah.
It may not kill you, but it got a hell of a lot smarter. And when it went to your other buddy,
it got smarter. If it didn't evolve, it would have died out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it
would be gone.
Disappeared.
That's why there's so many different diseases that are adapting. That's why we have...
Yeah.
Antibiotic-resistant infections now, because we've overused antibiotics, and they've adapted to it so that they don't have to fight as hard because they're like, hey, I can just do this, and it can't do this to me.
Exactly, and that's the thing. It's like with evolution in general, you know, from person to person, we are evolving every day mentally. We get smarter. We learn things. We become more evolved. Those ideas will change and go to other people and will evolve then even further.
Yeah.
I think there can be an argument for creationism and evolution.
Aye.
I think they can go hand in hand. And the simple answer is the Big Bang.
Aye.
There was nothing before the Big Bang.
Theoevolution.
There's creationism. Mm-hmm. But to get to where we are from the Big Bang... evolution had to play a role.
Exactly. Natural selection. Darwinism at its best.
And it goes across the entire universe, not just here.
Right.
So I think there's an argument for both, but you have to be able to look at, as you said, both sides and take in both sides and look at them objectively and go, okay, if this exists, can this happen as well?
Right.
You know, and I think science has proven over and over again that evolution is a thing. It's happening now.
Oh yeah.
But they also say that there was creationism.
You know, and that's the thing people get hung up on. Same concept with gun control, you know. When you read the Bible or anything like that, you know, it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth. They totally
understood the intro to that book, but that's okay. In the beginning, the Word was not God. In the beginning, the Word was love. Mm-hmm. That aside, I'll get back to that in a second. But the thing about it is ever since I was in high school, I've really been a big fan of theoevolution. The idea that something in the universe jump-started life. Whether it was God, an omnipotent deity in the sky, or whether it was just a chain reaction of, well, who the fuck would have guessed that would have happened? Either way, it's something to believe in the start of it all, whether it's the Big Bang or God's creation. The beauty part about it is that's as far as that theory goes. After that, evolution, just like you said, yeah, takes over. It's because we learn to adapt. Not we as humans. We didn't just, I dream of genie onto the planet surface and then just procreate onward. And I mean, that was something else too. It's like, Pabby, you can't honestly tell me that you believe we started from Adam and Eve, because you do realize incest
begets
sterility.
Yeah. But there's an argument. There's an argument for that. So the
there's
argument.
There's always an argument.
Yeah,
have
yeah,
sex
see,
with their sons.
This is
their
this is that Christian that. Apologetic yeah. that comes out. So the theory is, or at least the argument is, that when God created Adam and Eve, he created kind of a buffer, because they used to live for centuries.
Right.
Like Moses was like 900 years old when he built the ark.
Sure.
Bullshit.
I met a 70-year-old who barely lived.
He was dead well. So.
The argument is that there was a buffer in everybody, so that there wasn't genetic degradation between inbreeding.
Mm-hmm.
When there was the flood and Moses and his family had to start fucking each other,
mm-hmm.
God reset that clock.
See, and I understand that thought process. However, it's one of those things where reading through the Old Testament...
It's idiocy. It is fucking stupid, isn't it?
It's retarded because, A, if you had a flood that was global...
There would be evidence.
No, there wouldn't be evidence.
Well,
there would be no life left.
Exactly.
Plants would
exactly.
die.
Thank you. And the ark's not big enough for two of everything.
There is evidence of a flood, and it comes after global meltdown from the Ice Age.
Yeah.
However,
but it's not enough to kill life on Earth.
It was
because there's
not
enough
to wipe out everything.
There's not enough.
There are mountains.
And the, and the thing is, there's not enough water to flood everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even if all the ice caps were to melt right now, like the path we're on right now, there would still be land, and people would still be alive, and so would animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's just not enough water on this Earth to cover all of it.
And on top of that, to have all that water disappear within 40 days.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I get it. If you've ever seen a flash flood, that shit's impressive.
No, yeah. See,
but it goes away that fucking day.
Yeah.
But after the rain stop,
here's
it's
the thing, though.
Yeah.
God just pulled the plug,
just boom,
and let the water drain out of the bathtub. Exactly. So, I think you guys are being a little harsh on the flood.
Well, I'm just saying, bro.
Cheers.
About damn time. I'm already fucking halfway there.
Good cheating.
mine wow. was like that much.
Whew. Good morning. All right.
It's a good. It's that's a really good mixer, though.
That is very tasty.
It is good, isn't it?
What is it?
It's a Bacardi cherry rum.
Yes.
Brutal.
You know,
Bacardi. We have
I'm
a lovely relationship.
I feel fucking great, dude. Yeah. No, but it was one of those things that were, you know, kind of centraling around back to what we were talking about with, like, Orlando and things like that. You know, back when ISIS was destroying their own heritage,
yeah,
I became very curious. And I went to Powell's Books and I picked up a copy of the Quran because I was like, you know what, I want to see if these fuckers have any kind
of
validity whatsoever.
Okay, you'll be the second person I know who's actually read it.
It's kind of, you know, it's very much like the Bible, almost in perfect parallel. And if you read it, you come to find out that, you know, Muhammad in himself actually acknowledged Jesus Christ as a prophet, just not the Son of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't be the Son of God, that's not possible. So for Muhammad, he recognizes Jesus as, you got some good ideas, I like you. You are a prophet of God. I'm a prophet of God. The state of Islam just recognizes Muhammad as a bit more on the right side of things.
Yeah.
Again, but you have to consider in thought process too that the Bible's got rules in it that nobody follows. And yet they preach up and down that they follow it to the T. And it's like, no, you're a liar, A, which makes you a sinner.
Well,
B,
we've had this discussion many times before.
Well, then I heard that
If you follow a true follower of the faith
mm-hmm.
who follows it to the T, would be so far away from what society is.
It's basically a monk.
Yeah, exactly.
That is as close to an absolute follower as you get. Mm-hmm. I mean, because one of my favorite...
And we're talking monks in the mountains,
right.
isolated from society.
Vow of
away
silence,
from homosexuality monks. So they don't have to stone them to death.
Right, but I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, there's these guys that camp on the fucking corner right next to the Safeway that's across the street from my house. And they got a big
street preachers?
Neon light with a cross that says Jesus saves.
Street preachers, yeah.
Oh, dude, and it was rough because I really wanted to just.
Yeah, they're not supposed to even be doing that if they read their own Bible.
Matthew 17.
Yes.
Do not worship me on the street corners. Worship me rather in your room by candlelight, by yourself.
In your closet. In your closet. Don't forget that.
It's like, oh.
Don't forget, you can't worship in your house. It has to be a closet.
It has to be some space. They do reference
it's
the
a space,
directly.
But yeah.
It's
a space.
Private.
Yes, exactly.
You keep your fucking faith to yourself.
Yes.
And that's the whole idea. And that's
so
I had a buddy.
The four of us in this room, when the rapture comes, the four of us will be
just
raised
fuck.
Up. Because we,
oh, no, I'll be left behind.
We're on the street corner right now, bro.
There's no
know?
Way I'm getting...
Because we're in a bedroom... discussing faith
around dogs,
but not pushing it on each other.
But I had a buddy.
Well, technically it's a dog, but you know,
right. Well, you know.
My buddy, semantics. he got in an argument with a street preacher about that, and he's like, "You're not supposed to be preaching."
Yep.
On the street.
Supposed to keep your mouth shut.
And the guy was like, he just shut down because he had nothing.
But well, because that's the suckiest part about it. Most of the people who
they
will
read
be so
they read part of the Bible.
They cherry pick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we've, again, that's...
And a lot of people refer to their pastor for their knowledge of the Bible.
Right.
Because they're supposed to be the...
Well, and the problem is the pastors don't know the Bible.
Well, and that's the sucky part about it. When you go to seminary school, the rule of thumb is that you have to read the Bible 3 times. And the only reason I know this is because I looked into it
you
back
in 2005. You went to seminary school, didn't you?
I was going to. Because it was funny.
The world
I started
would have been
looking
a far scarier place.
Well, that was the thing. My wife's like, "No, you're
but
not going to do that because if I give you a blue suit, you will lead a cult off some mountain." Yeah, okay.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Fuck. But you know, it's one of those things where I found out that they actually are forced to read it 3 times. But forced to read something and want to read something are
two different
things.
Exactly.
Well, and reading
you will
it
gather
and,
so
and
much more
taking
deeper.
In the knowledge of
yeah.
it are two different things. I could read the encyclopedia and not pick up a
goddamn thing.
Right?
Exactly,
because it's boring.
But if you're looking for something specific or you want to learn, it's different because you're willing to absorb that knowledge.
Right.
Yes.
You're a willing participant in furthering your knowledge of things that no other human being should know anything about
yeah.
without the help of this book. It's kind of one of those things where faith and religion, in my opinion, are not a bad thing. They're meant as a great concept, but the biggest thing that leads to atheism and agnosticism is the faithful. The people who claim to be the faith. The people who claim to be the true answer, the true knowledge of this book. I've read the subcontext of this book. I know what it means. Follow me into the fucking depths of hell, because that's what they're doing.
Well,
the
and to prove your point, I just saw an article. I haven't had a chance to read it, but... I got the headlines and, like, the first paragraph. One of the most outspoken and famous members of the Westboro Baptist Church has broken away from it.
Good.
The children.
She's not the first.
The children of the creator or the founder, they have all left from that.
I've actually met some of them.
Oof, you poor bastard.
And here's the interesting part. I met 3 of the daughters.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're the most outspoken.
12 years ago. They were the most outspoken.
Yeah.
They've all of them have broken away
yeah.
since I met them. And it makes me so happy. There's a video on YouTube I would totally recommend. And it was at the screening of Kevin Smith's Red State. The story goes he invited some of the Westboro Baptist Church members to the screening. And afterwards, he invited them to do the Q&A with him.
Gotcha.
Apparently, they all left. Except for 2 members who had already broken away. I guess didn't know that the church didn't know that they were there.
Gotcha.
So they went up on stage. And there is a YouTube video of Kevin Smith interviewing these 2 members. And their whole... just talking about why they left. When they realized it was wrong. Since then, like the most outspoken... like the superstar of the church, one of the daughters, she has broken away. And there's an article that I got... I'll send it to you, because it's really interesting to see how they were brought up and then how, like, finally their own consciousness.
See, a lot of it,
over and goes, said, wait a minute.
A lot of it has to do with the education level of the area they're in too, or that they're exposed to. That's why a lot of Christians and Southerns do homeschooling so that they can shield them
and keep
from
them in a religious bubble.
Yeah, exactly. To some degree. That's a big part of the reason Texas's textbooks are so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Is because they don't talk about any science.
Well, yeah, because it's against the concept.
Yeah.
It contradicts
but
itself.
But I will say Westboro Baptist.
This goes into separating church and state.
Yeah.
The church, unless it's a religious school,
right,
should not be involved with education.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
I really think, because I know there's a call that there needs to be more religion in school.
No, there needs to be less religion.
But the question always is, which religion?
Exactly.
If you're going to teach one religion, you have to teach them
and
all.
And I think you're onto the right vein there, actually. It was something I thought about not that long ago. It's like, the separation of church and state, like, when it comes to government and things like that, should be absolute. When it comes to schools, though, I feel it should be a part of our, what's the word, our fucking education system, that we teach all of our children about every kind of religion.
I will say that I do agree with that. I think there should be a separation completely. They shouldn't endorse one religion over the other. The problem is they only want to teach Christianity because they always say that's what our founding fathers was. That's what our country was founded on.
But that's not true.
It's not true. It was founded on the freedom to protect.
To do your religion.
Exactly.
This is one of the biggest problems I have with our current presidential race, because there is a lot of religious persecution.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but we have a fucking moron running, so, you know. There's that.
Unfortunately, though.
The one with the treble on his head.
There's so much fear going on because of 9/11 and because of things that have happened in the last 3 years.
Right.
There's a lot of fear.
Several weeks ago,
it's all fear of Bryce's
birthday. It doesn't even have to go that far back. It's the shooting in Orlando.
Right,
he came
out. Brings us around to what we're going to talk about today. I have now, Bryce. You and I started discussing this.
we had a little disagreement on this.
We did. We weren't agreeing, but since we've talked, I think both of us are going to kind of come closer. I don't think we're going to be right together.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know if we're going to
be Mills Lane.
I don't think we're going to necessarily meet eye to eye on this,
but I think that's
fine. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine.
You're both fucking wrong.
And that's the beauty of the show. I think that's one of the best parts of that this show is that people can come on with differing opinions. We can all vocalize those opinions and have respect for one another and walk away. And whether or not we change minds, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's that we are heard.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Bryce, you believe that the shooting was
religiously based.
Religiously based. I was more, at the beginning, I was more that it was based on homophobia. I have since, I think we spoke Monday.
Yeah, I think we spoke a little bit.
Since that, a lot more has come out. I've been paying attention to it. And I actually think it was both.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, honestly, one hand washes the other in this situation. Homophobia is only brought about because we were originally taught that it was a sin to be gay.
Because of religion.
And then we learned that's not the case.
See, that's where I'm coming from.
Right.
Is because it's religiously based because his religion says this is abhorrent. It cannot happen.
Every religion.
Right.
Exactly.
And
which is why...
With the exception of Buddhism.
I hear you floating Buddhism a lot, bro.
I have to point that out because we talked about it with Sean when Sean was
closet
on.
Closet Buddhist.
Buddhism is really the only religion, to my knowledge, and I will admit that I don't have a vast knowledge of every religion.
Yeah.
But to my knowledge, Buddhism is the only one that basically says live and let live.
It does in its essence, however,
there are extremists. There are extremist versions of Buddhism.
Well, and that's
I did look into it a little bit.
There's
like every religion. Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's what makes religion a bad thing, is extremist.
Yes.
Overall, Buddhism is generally a
peace with
focus on yourself.
One.
Don't worry about everybody else. Focus on taking care
Find
of yourself.
Right, right. Peace within yourself.
And honestly, I came up with a good concept for that. Because I was thinking about it a while back, and it's like, you know, it's not hard to get intergalactic oneness. It's keeping it.
Yeah.
Because day and day, you can go through your day and just be smiling, sunshine, like, you know what? Shit is not that bad. And I'm happy. I'm content. Everything's cool. The next day, somebody comes up to you. You're a piece of shit. Fucking lost it right there.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to lose because of how we're built. Whether it's testosterone or estrogen, whatever it is that makes our chemical balance fire, it's really hard to keep control over that. And unfortunately,
well, we were talking about having every religion has rules, including Buddhism.
Right.
I could never be a Buddhism because there's a rule in my house that says if it has more than four legs, it dies.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
in Buddhism,
mine too.
You can't kill anything.
See, my wife tries to be a Buddhist, but I usually beat her to it. Like, yeah, no. Sorry.
Done.
Outside the house, they're okay with me.
Inside
the house,
no.
They signed
exactly.
their death warrant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, I mean, but...
Buddha be praised.
It comes down...
Rub the belly.
It comes down to this. Now, some of the facts that have come out. Number one, this guy was of the Muslim faith.
Yeah.
He was not radicalized, though. He was not an extremist.
Right.
So, number one... There are a lot of good Muslim people.
Oh, there's
people.
Oh,
who
I'm
just
not.
Want to,
there's.
Look,
I'm not.
I just need to.
Yeah.
Right. We're all.
No, I agree.
That
yeah, not everybody.
Faith, there are good
yeah,
people.
Not
oh,
everybody
yeah.
of the faith is horrible, or we would constantly be at war with
right.
everybody.
And it would be
exactly.
a holy
yeah.
war of epic proportions.
Yeah.
Jihad!
In the name of Jesus, I'm gonna get you.
Now, okay. So that being said, we do know that he was from a
Muslim upbringing.
Muslim
he was
upbringing.
Or Islamic,
his father
Islamic, not Muslim.
Lives in California
State of Islam.
And apparently,
he's
does
a, Muslim.
A pro-Taliban television show that he records.
Boo.
He sends to Iraq.
Yeah.
So, but there's no proof that he is
affiliated.
Yeah, he did declare his allegiance to ISIS. That doesn't mean that he was affiliated.
It's like saying I'm a fan of Dimebag. I'm a part of the Pantera armor. You know, the freaking
Army.
Yes, I am a part of the armor.
Why weren't
the
you there when Dimebag got shot then, huh?
You thought it was the codpiece! The codpiece, man!
Here's,
not the helmet!
Here is my theory on the whole thing. And we'll go around the room and everyone can share their theory. Here is my take on this. The guy was witnessed... his name is, so we can say it.
Actually,
don't say it.
I'm going to say no.
No? Okay.
No.
We'll say the gunman.
Yes.
There we
Thank
go.
You. I don't, I want to take a stance on this show where we don't name shooters.
Okay.
We don't want to give them any more
because,
popularity.
Exactly. I don't want to give them any press, and I think that's a big thing that, like, CNN and stuff
little,
needs to
a
do.
Bit
but
later
yeah,
on
yeah
because,
I agree.
I got into a discussion with some people at work about that very same thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a good. If someone would take a stand, there could be a good change, and it might take away some of the violence that's in this country.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that in a moment.
All right.
So the gunman was seen at the nightclub several times by the bouncer and several patrons of the club trying to pick up dudes.
So he's a self-hating homosexual.
That's exactly what I was going to get at. He was brought up under this faith that says to be a homosexual is wrong, it's abhorrent, it's bad. His father, according to reports, the night of the shooting, he got into a big fight with his father, who basically called him every name in the book, made him feel like crap.
Right.
There's also, allegedly, he had a breakup with a boyfriend. Now, the guy was supposedly married, so if this is true, that he was in a homosexual relationship, there's that aspect.
Fine.
So... this guy was clearly going through a lot of emotional stuff. There's no question in my mind that he was angry. There's no question in my mind that he wanted to lash out.
Right.
So what better way than to go to the nightclub where you've failed to get any sort of loving and just wipe out everyone you hate because you hate yourself? It comes down to the fact, though, that he went in, shot the place up because he hated himself. But with the country being so anti-ISIS right now, what better way to cover up the thing you're most ashamed of than by claiming your allegiance to ISIS?
Well, absolutely, because it does you know,
because I think that's what it was.
And I think you're right.
That was just a call to just say, hey, you know what? I don't want anyone to find out.
So I want to add a caveat to that because I just saw an article today, mm-hmm. which I just remembered about. There isn't direct evidence at the moment that he was gay. I know that there's potential evidence of people that have come out and said that they had contact with him.
I'm not saying he
it doesn't necessarily
not. I'm
mean
allegedly from
yeah.
what we know now.
Yeah.
There is evidence that he was at the club.
There is evidence that he has been there. The FBI has said that they've conducted over 500 interviews, and they don't have direct evidence stating that he was looking for a relationship. But that doesn't mean that he didn't have like a, because I apparently had a Grindr app or a Grindr profile. That doesn't directly mean that he wasn't searching for people.
He could have also just been a type of psychotic case that was trying to case the people he wanted to
yeah.
remove from the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is the possibility that he was looking, mm-hmm. but there's also no evidence that he wasn't. So, I mean, there's no direct evidence that he was an out homosexual in any way or that he had yeah. relationships, but that doesn't mean that it won't change.
And you know what sucks about the whole concept? I mean, it was fascinating. After I actually picked up my Corona and started reading it, we got invited to a mosque. And we sat there in front of the leaders of that section in Portland. And the things I heard from them was fascinating. It kind of blew my mind in general as to my views on the religion as a whole. On top of the fact that I was amidst a crowd of about 40 people from every different faith in Portland. We had the Jewish community leaders, we had Christians there, we had Catholics there, which was really surprising for me. But everyone was very open to the idea to learn more about this religion. And it's one of those things where, you know, I've come to realize that Islam as a religion and Christianity and Hinduism, Buddhism, and even, you know, the Jewish faith, they center around a central idea. And the sole concept of each one of these religions is love. It's simple. It's so bare-knuckle simple. And so many people get deluded over the idea that these things are sins. It's like, well, you got to understand, those were sins in the eyes of the people who wrote these fucking things. They saw it as wrong because it either grossed them out, weirded them out, or they genuinely thought it was wrong.
Yes,
murder
yes.
and homosexuality. These two things were just as bad together for them. For us, we kind of know there's a big fucking difference,
yeah.
you know. If these two love each other, then
it goes back to
wrong.
Evolution, though.
Right. We've learned. We've become better, smarter, and much more understanding. We don't stone our gay people anymore.
Yeah.
Unless it's weed, in which case they do that a lot in Portland now that it's legal.
Well, unless you're in a country where it is illegal and they will execute you. And there's a lot
right.
of countries that it is a... If you were found guilty of homosexuality,
yeah.
it is a death sentence.
Which and
sucks.
The reason is because it still grosses those people out because
yeah.
they're still afraid of it because
they're
they don't
terrified.
Understand it. At their
the
core,
biggest
they don't
part of
understand
it,
that it's just love.
Yeah.
yeah it's
and I agree.
Simple.
It is just love. It's two consenting adults that have decided that they want to be together.
Exactly.
Big fucking deal. But the problem is especially with Islam, because the Quran is considered a holy book, it is also considered their law.
Aye.
So... They
their
go off of what the Quran is.
Well.
yeah, exactly. They go off of what the Quran says, and they make legal justifications because of it.
I will say, though, that their laws have changed in a large demographic of the Middle East.
They are starting to shift a little bit.
They are moving in...
They're moving away from
direction.
Execution to persecution.
Well, mostly just shame.
exactly. But
not
but,
unlike this show.
Right, right, exactly. It's all about
it's all
the
shame.
That's their sentence. They're going to start sending them to be on this show.
Oh, man. you know, the
No,
thing
about, no, I'll take death!
you know, and the thing about it is that bothers me about religions in general is it's not the religion itself that makes people bad. It's fear of the religion that makes them do irrational things. I mean, you look at people like Ed Gein, for instance. I know we're not trying to name drop murderers, but, well, he's already
a
little
Oh, he's a serial
killer.
That's
yeah.
fine. he's the long dead.
Serial
that's
killers
the thing.
Are fun.
Yeah.
He used fear of his imaginary embodiment of his mother to murder these people, to justify the killing of these people, because he had an urge that he couldn't control. And that in and of itself kind of scared him, but since his mom said it was okay, yeah. Go for it, buddy. But it's like, that's the thing that we have the biggest problem with religion is fear. The Bible and all these books are not based off of fear. They're meant to use fear as a parable as to, don't worry, it's going to be okay. God's still watching. He's still got your back. Shit might be bad, but...
I would have to kind of disagree with that.
Uphold this as, like, law when, you know, they don't take into account that when it was written, you know, yeah...
It was written for the time.
It could be law then because they didn't understand.
Dude, back when they wrote it, they still thought poo and pee was a good medical use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have a wart? Let's put some poo on it.
Oh, yeah. You have a fever? Let's cut your feet and drain you about 2 quarts.
Right, right. And then we'll give you this.
Let's put some leeches on you.
Made of pee and a little bit of the water that we pee into.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, this was medical science back then.
Yeah.
Okay? That was murder for people.
People forget or choose to ignore the fact that this is a really old fairy tale book.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yes, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Hi.
Don't kill people. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's great stuff.
I will argue that because it says to convert people at all costs, even death.
Which sucks like because murder. Then it counteracts itself and says, don't worship me on the street corner.
There can't... It's very hypocritical, it's so contradictory. Yeah,
but
all of them. All of the books are. Exactly.
Some good... lessons, good right. morals to take from it.
Well, and that's the thing. There's some crazy motherfuckers who wrote books of the Bible just in and of itself.
I mean,
like,
come on. There's
bro,
a section
you don't
in
want
the
me
book
to have steak on
woman,
Friday? Really? Really?
There's a section in the Bible sure. that says a woman turned into a pillar of salt because she looked over her shoulder.
Well, she was traveling out of hell. Or no, she was traveling out of the city.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
as
the only way
destroyed.
God was going to let them be spared is if they, walked
didn't
out
look back.
And didn't look
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
And the bitch had to look back. And look what happens.
People
I'm just saying, I'm just
people
saying.
People in Egypt were had saved from a...
So do you send your wife out to the mountain when she's...
Fuck yeah, I do.
Okay, all
that's
right.
my fishing weekend. All right. I play Battlefront those days, bro. No, that's
there's
not the case,
there's though. A lot of really weird stuff in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... People look at this like, this happened. Mm-hmm. But if you say prove it...
Oh, they get pissed. I have faith.
It's... I'm not,
faith is the biggest, and I hate to use this word, but it's the biggest fucking cop-out there ever was.
The most.
And I hate that word so hard.
One of the stupidest arguments that I've ever heard is that there is no such thing as atheism because everybody knows the truth about God, but atheists deny it.
Wait. I know many atheists, and I've had to put this in their face. There is no such thing as a true atheist. Because you believe in something. And atheism in its purest form is you believe in nothing. Not just
so,
God, not just religion.
I've heard a different argument for that. So one of the podcasts I listened to, the guy was talking about that.
Liar.
But anyway.
Honestly, can we take a pause here? I am so surprised the computer is still working.
I know, me too.
Now you fucked it up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to say
no,
something.
No, stop juices it. Going in. When we're all
it's
done,
just
to stop. It's just going to
just
yeah.
delete.
That's what
okay,
it's going to go.
But the way he was explaining atheism, let's see if I can do this any justice whatsoever. Fair and right. If I can find the episode, I will send you a link to
please
it.
Please do.
Because he does a diatribe at the beginning of every episode where okay. he goes off on a tangent. Fair and this enough. Was one of them, and it was a really good one. But basically what he's saying, he was saying that atheism is it's not a lack of belief in anything. It's a realization that there's no evidence to prove. So instead of an atheist having to prove that there's no God, it's the religious person's job to prove that there is a God as well. So it's kind of a there's no evidence. Obviously, if God was to fucking pop down, cure everybody of every disease, and then disappear, most people are going to say, okay,
there
I was
is.
Wrong. Exactly.
I agree.
But it's not necessarily agnosticism, because agnosticism is a little different, saying
it's
that there could be.
Right. There could
like,
but we've
something,
talked
but
about this
know.
Before.
Exactly.
But I got to tell you, there's
that whole concept in and of itself, I caught him over the thought process because my buddy Dan, actually, my bass player and mixologist for my band.
Your bartender?
Yes, he is. he is a celebrated agnostic, and he doesn't really mind that. And I got to thinking about it one day, and I was like, okay, so let's break this down. God is supposed to be the embodiment of love, right? That's all he is. God's wrath is bullshit. It's angels pulling that shit for him because they think, well, fuck them. But it's the concept that he's supposed to be the embodiment of pure, absolute love. Now, think about that on the grander scale. Yes, okay, we might have been the chosen people that he chose to love above all others. But guess what? He still loves germs. He loves viruses. He loves bacteria. He loves cancer cells. He loves pot plants. He loves grass. He loves dirt. Every aspect of our entire universe. He's just that retarded kid in the back of the class. I love you guys.
Well, and here's and another argument that so he I'm justify shocked I don't one. Hear more often. And it's simply this. If God hates homosexuality, as it states in the Bible,
he's not going to let him into heaven.
Why does he make homosexuals?
Why?
We're created in his image.
Why were we getting to a point where we could actually find someone of our same species attractive? Now, mind you, nothing personal. I don't mean to step on your toes, guys, but we're all a little gay. We like to hang out with guys a lot. We like to talk to guys. We like to laugh with guys. We that's like kind of gay.
We like to watch guys in the shower.
Whoa, James.
Just you.
Do we need to call Big Jim?
Who do you think I watch?
Are you okay, buddy?
He's the one who cuts the hole in the wall for watches.
Big old screw. You know.
Yeah.
But no, it is in its essence kind of gay in the respects that, you know, I do love you guys. I find hanging out with you guys really, really fun. It's something I very deeply enjoy. And for that reason, under certain laws and restrictions, I'm totally gay. But I'm not.
Let's take him up to the roof and throw him off.
Yeah,
right. Stone me. No, but that's the thing. You know, people misinterpret the idea of love. The love doesn't have to be a physical contact or a physical connection. Love can be just.
There are lots
I think
of
you're a great
different
guy.
Ways of love.
Exactly.
There's,
and that's the
there's
thing.
There's the love you have for your family. There's the love you have for your friends. There's the love you have for your pets.
Yep.
There's all kinds of different forms of love.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is that it is love. You
right.
care about these people or these objects or whatever.
So strongly.
Because they mean something to you.
Right.
And it you know, the people who rally against it in the name of God don't understand love.
Did you know there was 17 crusades? 17. We only usually hear about like 3.
Yeah.
But there were 17
Doesn't
times
surprise me.
People decided... No, fuck that. We want the Holy Land back. And they raided, pillaged, killed, and murdered all in the name of God.
Took
slaves. All in the name of God.
Most of,
it's like, man.
Of war in human history
has been a religious war.
Is religious based,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will say World War I, that was because of the assassination of the Archduke.
World War
II. Russia. World War II was big time problematic. But at the same time, it didn't start that way. Because it started off with Hitler genuinely just wanting to rebuild Germany, a strong, proud nation of supreme white people. But that was a racist war more than it was a religious war. Once he actually got to power, then he's like, fuck the Jews.
But,
they're really
but a part of that is...
That's a little false.
A little.
While Hitler was very much against the Jews, he never, ever ordered the execution. That was actually his... that was a weird sound. That was his generals. That was his inner circle that were like, no, we know what he wants.
Well, and that was the biggest problem.
But
because,
he didn't stop it.
Well,
no, he didn't stop
because
it.
Because he did.
Also,
he condoned it
argument
by not
how much he
stopping.
Knew about it.
Well, and here's the thing, too, though. You also have to remember that.
I'm not defending the bastard.
Right, yeah, fuck him.
But
kill baby Hitler.
Right? But the biggest problem was around that time, you know, people of Jewish faith were already ridiculed pretty hard before Hitler came to power, and they were only given certain jobs, which they gave to their children, who gave to their children, and eventually they became, you know, like bank owners and operators, store owners and operators, which people were doing pretty good for themselves.
Yeah.
Hitler saw that, and they're like, they're not real Germans. We should be making that kind of money. This is my country. And they tried to build up this concept that they're an invading people, which, granted, they were pushed towards that direction because they got kicked out of the Holy Land,
and then tried to go back, but that didn't work out, and they made themselves something in this new home.
They had to make a life.
Right, exactly. And they did very well for themselves. Unfortunately, that put a big fucking target on their back.
Yeah.
Because that was taking their gerbs away from Marinus Germans, you know. Same concept.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
Exactly. And he was trying to rebuild Germany after World War I's decimation that it got. And that's why people rallied behind him so easily, because he wasn't there to fucking kill Jews and
murder the world. Well, it was hard times. I mean, it was easy to rally around. It's the same concept that
Donald Trump
used today.
Donald Trump.
We can all see that the last 20 years have been really hard on this country.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of get behind Donald Trump in the fact that he just wants the country to be great again. But the way he's going about it is completely wrong.
Well, that, and he has no idea how to actually do it properly.
He doesn't know how to do anything.
He's fucking dumber than a sack of potatoes.
Let's all go to Trump University.
That's right.
He's really good about
it. Wait, that's complete bullshit.
People.
It's because he's a curse of a silver tongue.
Exactly. He's got a lot of charisma.
Aye.
And that does make for a good politician. But the other parts that make a good politician,
everything that he doesn't have,
knowing how to work with people, being smart enough to know when to say certain things and what not to say.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff he doesn't have, and the fact that he's as crooked, if not more so, than the people he's rallying against.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I got to be honest.
Came out the other day and said, okay, look, you people that keep listening to him talk about, oh, we're going to bring jobs back to America.
Uh-huh.
His ties, just the ties, are made in Taiwan. The suits, China.
Uh-huh.
The furniture, Mexico. Mm-hmm. Like, all the stuff that has the Trump name.
Yeah, none of his stuff is made in America. Yeah.
And his response to that wasn't, oh, yeah, I guess.
It's crooked Hillary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking Hillary.
Hillary's doing and everything. No one called him out. No one said, okay, yeah, she said that.
Look at my tiny little hands wave in the air as I talk.
Right, right. Is it fucking true? Where are the things?
9/11.
But, you know.
Where is all this stuff built? Where is it? Where is it made?
Because
how can you make America great again? He's come out and said, like, I've had arguments with people about this before. It's like, oh, yeah, he's going to bring jobs back. No, he's not. He said he's a businessman, and from a business...
His best interest...
It is inefficient and unproductive, and the bottom dollar is to be spent on American
soil. Biggest thing is he's out for himself. He's always been out for himself.
He's a businessman.
It's not
going to
change if he becomes president.
Money.
Exactly. Yep. He's always going to have his self-interest at heart.
Here's the funny thing. If... God forbid he does become president.
I'm moving to Canada.
He legally
there's a province that said that they will take in refugees from America.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've talked about that.
I'm going to New Brunswick, man. Chief, the house is there, bro.
If he becomes president, he legally has to step down from everything with the Trump name. He cannot be chairman of the board. He can't own any companies because it's all self-interest.
Right.
And if he does,
he's going to give it
the law.
But
the
he
biggest
can appoint
thing is,
somebody
he can
to
appoint
those positions
exactly.
That he would.
And
actually.
He's going
to
appoint
cannot
somebody.
Take any money from it.
No, but he can have it stockpiled while he's in office.
Oh, yeah.
And he can take it all once he's out.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, he's not stupid enough to just liquidate assets.
He's not giving. Yeah,
no,
he's
not
like, giving
up. You're going to be my president and you're going to save me money.
Yeah.
There's a theory being floated around, and I kind of agree with this. Apparently,
he's the Mad King, right? He's
no,
a Targaryen.
It was an inside job.
All of this has been a setup for him.
Jet fuel doesn't burn that hot.
He wants to start his own news network.
Oh,
he's using
because Fox News isn't intelligent enough, right? We need Trump News.
Not even joking.
Oh my God, no.
So he's using, and this is why he is yet to do anything with the issues. He's not interested in being the president.
But no, he's not. He wants to build a corporate empire that's just building up underneath him.
He wasn't getting enough FaceTime on The Apprentice, so now he's going to have
his
home.
Did you hear what he said? I guess one of his speeches, he says, if I don't win the election, it'll be the last time you guys see me for a long time. I was like, thank you!
Oh, please, God!
Thank you!
That's
please.
Such bullshit, because
you know
shit.
It's bullshit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll be out there.
He'll be
like, I didn't win because Hillary
this was
a bitch.
This was bullshit, it was rigged!
Rigged!
Exactly.
That angry
you know
Jew beat me!
Yeah.
There's new information that there's some...
I just want
GOP
to know.
Opposers
I love
of Trump
my mama.
Trying to put
together a lot of those.
Something
oh, yeah.
for the national convention next month to stop him.
Good.
Like,
they've been talking about that for a long time.
They're pulling money.
Did you know he made a lot less than Hillary in donations?
Well, his entire view of this country is going to just fucking barrel it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even going to do a steady decline. No, he's going to fucking bury this country.
Just walk away with full pockets.
He's going full
kamikaze.
Fucking year of him becoming president, we will be at nuclear war with someone. Trump's biggest thing, whenever he feels slighted or insulted...
I'll sue you.
Exactly. Yep.
I'm going to take you
What's
to court.
What's better than suing someone?
Nuking someone.
You're giving a fucking madman access to our nuclear arsenal.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. People just, he's saying exactly what I feel. We're going to get rid of those Mexicans. Why do you hate tacos?
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously, man. I fucking love tacos. And I'm part Mexican, so it's like my bros.
One of the biggest fucking straw mans is they're taking our jobs. Do you want to go, and I'm not saying this is for all illegal immigrants, or just immigrants in general.
A large portion of them are.
A large percentage of the illegal immigrants are taking low-paying jobs. Are you going to go out into a field this summer and pick some fruit?
No, I got a good job. Right, yeah. But on top
or
of that,
like,
well, no,
I mean,
here's the other side of that, though.
Yeah.
Yes, illegals are taking our jobs.
They're jobs
who
we don't want.
Who the fuck is hiring them,
though?
Well, wait. On top of that, though, I explained this to one of my coworkers who's a Trump supporter about, you know, the Mexican wall. It's like, do you realize... We are a very spoiled, rotten country. And do you realize that every time I worked at McFarland's, the entire workforce was almost completely Mexican. And I never seen people go so hard, so long, in such horrible conditions.
Yeah.
They are incredible.
They want a better life.
They want to fight
exactly.
for it. They want to work hard
exactly.
for it.
Exactly.
Spoiled fucking white kids are not going to go out and pick berries.
Exactly. We need immigration reform.
Yes.
We were a country founded on
bring us your
foreigners. Immigration, exactly.
Yeah.
We're all immigrants.
Yes.
Ellis
all of us, every
sake.
Single fucking one of us.
Yeah, unless you're Native American.
Exactly.
Honestly, you probably migrated
from Alaska.
You
have no rights to this country.
I have absolutely no problem with people coming to this country.
Yeah.
My only problem is that when you do it illegally, you fuck up the system for everyone, not just for the people who live here, but for yourself.
I do want to say that,
but at the same time, I would go with the blanket concept. If you're here, it's like the whole wet foot, dry foot concept. They can only pursue you if you're in the water, but as soon as you touch dry land, they can't really touch you. It's a weird concept, but at the same time, why are we even fighting? Come on in.
I want to say that.
Citizenship.
Yeah.
Get a
I
job,
do
want to
say that.
Work,
a...
Done.
A lot of illegal immigrants, they use fake social security numbers, so they do pay taxes, but they don't get anything back.
Nice.
They don't get benefits. They don't get benefits. So they're paying into the system without any return.
Right. Well, I will say that that's probably a smaller majority.
Yeah.
But at the same time, why would we even force them to do that? Just give them
the status. They should be. Exactly.
You come across the border, guess what, baby? You work here.
Our immigration policies are so tight that there's not nearly enough people let in each year.
Right.
See, I think there's an opportunity here, though, as well, and especially since we are talking Mexico. Mexico is one of the poorest countries in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because it's so corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's cartels and
uneducated.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think there's an opportunity to help build Mexico up.
Yeah.
And at the
same
time,
that would benefit everybody.
Too.
Right. Yeah.
Bring them over. Educate them.
Absolutely.
Teach them trades.
Are you kidding me? If we could all move everybody to the concept of not a Mexican and Canadian border and just say, well, you got agriculture up there. Guess what? I got workers.
Yeah.
You got agriculture down here. Well, we're going to get it started because you guys can't quite get a handle on it.
Yeah.
We're going to get you set up. Guess what?
There needs to be a more global effort to help educate a lot of these poorer countries.
Yes.
So
not
that,
just educate them, but... I mean, education is definitely the key, but we have to go in and kind of clean house.
Yeah.
Like you said, the cartels, the politicians in Mexico are some of the most corrupt in the world.
See, it would be in our best interest to aid Mexico in the assistance.
Fuck
Mind
that.
You,
in
if
vain.
We were given, you know, permission, because we don't actually want the Mexican people to hate us.
Yeah.
But we also want to get rid of all their fucking problems. You know,
something
we might
American.
As well be world police once.
America!
Right.
Fuck yeah!
See, that's the thing. America's very good at stepping in.
Exactly. That's why we would need to say,
we've done it in Kuwait, we've done it in Iraq, we've done it in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Fucking, let's do it in Mexico.
That's what
they don't have a unified army. Fucking go in, wipe out the cartels, carpet bomb the shit out of them, bring people up, educate them, give them trades, teach them medical science, teach them education, teach them democracy. Well, and the biggest thing is agriculture and manufacturing.
Because they're fucking amazing. And we used to be really good at it. And then we just said, nah,
let's pass it off to someone else.
And that was the thing. It's like, you know, I was watching a thing on the Dust Bowl. It's like when we first were getting into the Dirty 30s and we were thinking we knew what we were doing, we were ripping the land apart and cutting it open and leaving it as a giant wind tunnel, which just completely fucked everything. And it wasn't until Washington got blanketed by a giant black cloud of shit and they're like, wait a minute, where the fuck did that come from? They're like, asshole. All these fucking people moved out of your Midwest and went to California because there's no fucking work there.
Yeah.
Can't keep the land fertile. So they're like, oh, wait a minute. So they sent their agricultural guys down there and they're like, okay, this is how you actually have to till your land. This will prevent it from actually ripping out by the winds. This will, you know. And this just how they were able to form their fucking crops made a complete fucking difference. Yeah. And guess what? Boom, there it goes.
Yeah.
Agriculture's back on the map.
Yeah.
And our dirty 30s now are over. Granted, World War II kicking off around 40. Definitely helped our industry, but our agriculture
The one good thing about war is the...
The influx of economy?
That and the advancement.
Why?
Because there's a huge influx of technological advancement in a time of war.
And going back to the original thought process, gun collectors appreciate the engineering.
Here's
value.
The only problem with that concept now. If we were to go to an actual war now, the technology would flatline because someone would just want the war to be over.
Yeah.
And use nukes.
Yep.
Beep.
Yep. But you know what the sucky part about it is? Is even when you use nukes, it doesn't end a war like it used to. I mean, granted, when it was brand new technology and we did it to Japan,
nobody had it.
Exactly.
We were the only ones.
Exactly. Now everybody has it. Yeah. And top of that, but we have the things like the UN where we were specifically put it together to stop another Hitler attack. So the world wouldn't get taken over by one great dictator.
But see, now you have people like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin
who
are just crazy enough to give just fly double birds to the UN. Fuck you, hit the button.
You know what the sucky part is, though?
And the UN's not going to stop, America.
They can't stop anything. Yeah, well, they can't stop anything.
Here's the biggest problem with that whole thought process, though. When I was a kid, I was mortally terrified of nuclear weapons. And then I watched a movie called Trinity and Beyond. We exploded over 500 nuclear weapons between Nevada and Bikini Atoll.
Yep.
And the biggest one they got up to was like 51 megaton or something like that. Now, mind you, the very first bomb we used on Hiroshima was like 0.1 megaton.
Yeah, it was baby.
It was a fucking firecracker in comparison. Yeah. And it was one of those things where we blew up 500 of these in like a 10-year span. And the world is not completely over. The world is not in a nuclear wasteland. So if Kim Jong-un actually did decide that the hair on his balls was too long and wanted to shoot one of them off, that not only takes the eyes of whoever you shot it at
but and everybody
beats
else.
It down on your fucking country, but now you got all these other countries like, so when are you going to do that to me, motherfucker? And now you got the entire world just bearing down on your ass. It's like, do you really think you have what it takes to take on the world?
But there are people that
Kim Jong-un is ballsy enough to go, yes.
Well, and that's collateral damage at that point. We will lose millions of lives, but the world will not end.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, his world will. Yes, and it will be by the participation of all of his surrounding countries who are like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
But that doesn't fix anything.
I will say that their rockets are so shitty they probably wouldn't get off the ground.
Exactly, and then whoever was around them would crucify him to be like, we're not with this guy. I don't fucking care. I tacked him up there myself. Because they don't want any.
But you're also talking about the fallout like Chernobyl.
Well, and even that, it ruined a city, but that's as far as it went. And Chernobyl, actually, to this point, I guess you have to stay away from windows and certain things like that, but the city itself is actually starting to regrow.
It's starting to regrow, but it won't sustain.
It's still too radiated. Yeah. Same with the Bikini Atoll.
Right.
It was supposed to be here in the next decade or so. It was supposed to be inhabitable again.
Right.
But it's going to be probably another 50 to 100 years before.
And one of the reasons for that.
And yeah, sure, people will survive.
Oh yeah.
But the cost to people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
cancer.
You don't
growth
cancer,
defects.
Growth
yeah.
defects.
Oh, yeah.
But you also, you're talking about a loss of land.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely.
Let's face it. The world is not a big place, and there isn't a lot of land. You know,
and we're getting
you wipe out half the population with a nuclear war. Sure, half the people are survived,
but the land is useless. And the land is useless too. Exactly.
And that's the thing, though. It's
and
like,
we're already getting to a point where we're having trouble finding fresh water in countries.
Yep.
And food to feed everybody.
We've had that problem for many of centuries.
And that's
that has never really changed.
So I think that's on us
Middle
too.
Middle Africa is really not kind of picking up the pace, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's their fault. It's just it's what they consider home, so that's where they stay. But it's like if we had a giant nuclear war that blasted every major city off of the map, there is still hundreds of thousands of acres of land that could be worked. Whether it's in Canada's central northern piece. Or it's in Siberia, Russia. There's people who live and breathe and are happy up there.
But you talk, too. You're talking weather patterns carrying the fallout, too.
Yeah.
That would destroy.
The radiation would travel.
It would to an extent. But again, you have to consider the idea that we exploded 500 of them.
But we have much stronger nuclear weapons
that
now.
Have not been tested.
Yeah.
And on top of that, with Chernobyl, they also have the elephant's foot, which is causing constant radiation problem. If you ever get a chance, look it up online. There's a picture of the elephant's foot. And apparently what it is it's one of the cores that melted down. And it is still, to this day, melting down.
Yeah, because they can't get in there to...
Well, they can't touch
it. Yeah.
They can't get anywhere. So it's like they took a picture from around the corner. And I guess the going rule is after 10 seconds of exposure to the elephant's foot, your skin will literally start falling off your body.
Yeah.
And it is so irradiated that is what's causing the massive problem in Chernobyl. If they could isolate that part, just pump it full of fucking cement or whatever they could do to get rid of that, then Chernobyl actually might, in like 20, 30 years, start to come back clean to hold that line.
So with the elephant's foot, I just pulled it up.
Oh, yeah.
After 30 seconds of exposure, dizziness and fatigue will find you a week later. 2 minutes of exposure, your cells will begin to hemorrhage. 4 minutes, vomiting and diarrhea and fever. 300 seconds, and you have 2 days to live.
Yep.
So there's a lot of radiation.
Radiation blows my mind, though. I still don't quite understand how it works in its essence. I mean, I know it's on an atomic scale. I know that it's nucleuses and atoms that are genuinely just pissed off because they're snapped in some way, shape, or form, but I still don't quite understand how that interacts with the human body in such an adverse way that it can do that to you.
See, I'm blown away with just the idea that creating nuclear energy creates energy, which is essentially just energy. It's just that. There's no substance to it. But creates a sludge.
Oh, yeah.
Creates waste.
Well,
that blows my mind.
Absolutely.
Like, how is it that we can get these atoms to collide to make energy, but there's also...
The byproduct of it?
Yeah. The radioactive waste.
Well, there's
solid,
there's
like,
stuff
physical,
left over.
Tangible lump of shit that
can
kill
so
someone.
From what I understand with
how bad that is...
How nuclear power plants work is they create steam, which turns turbines.
Yeah.
So... The water waste that's left over from that, I believe, is radioactive, which is what becomes the nuclear waste.
Right, and that's...
It has a much lower lifespan versus, like, actual nuclear rods that they use to power them to make them collide. Mm-hmm. So it is radiated.
It's a byproduct.
It's a byproduct, but from what I understand, it's a much shorter lifespan. Versus, like,
but this is stuff
the
that
rods.
We have to put
yeah,
into
the rods are just
barrels.
Steel barrels and barrels.
Because the half-life before it even starts to degrade can be at least like 30, 60, 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get to the rods, it can be thousands.
Yeah. Chernobyl's not looking to go out anytime soon.
Yeah.
And at this rate, it's still doing the exact same thing it's been doing since the meltdown.
Yeah.
Which sucks because, in and of itself, I mean, nuclear power is.
It creates a lot of energy.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's a great
the byproduct and the danger. You have to weigh the byproduct and the danger of that electricity,
right? But
which is why a lot of people
like solar power.
Going back to what we talked about,
we'll use the
biggest nuclear thing in the world
in the universe, our universe at least.
Yeah.
Bringing it back full circle, we've evolved to know that nuclear energy is not as
nuclear energy is bad
cost effective as wind power. or
solar power.
Solar power.
Yeah. Or even
and the technology, power. The technology for solar power.
That they're trying to build.
Don't talk about the ocean turbines. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
I'm so fucking mad about that.
Ocean turbines. You mad, bro?
Son of a bitch.
You even mad?
Dude, it was fucked up. You National mad, Geographic posted a thing saying, hey, come up with the great next energy producing idea. And my wife and I were watching Finding Nemo. I was like, why don't we just use the EAC? Australian Current and power turbines. Sure shit enough, a year and a half later, ocean turbines! You motherfuckers! That was a million dollar idea I lost.
You didn't write it down, bro.
That's your fault. That's your fault.
No,
bro.
We just deduced that we were under closed circuit cameras, you know, that were just watching
someone
us,
was watching.
Waiting
it.
Us for
we
us
were
to
bugged.
Come up with good ideas, you know. Pissed me off. But yes, no, the ocean turbines are a great way to do it. However, it does pose its own problems.
With anything.
Right. The difference with like solar power is the only problem it produces that we know of is it does reflect a lot of unnecessary energy back towards the ozone, but at that rate, in consideration to how much
the greenhouse
good,
gases,
yeah,
in consideration, it's the least offender of all.
Yeah,
wind turbines, you're killing birds, you're fucking with air
well,
flow,
the birds shouldn't be flying
shit.
Into the turbines.
Right. Fuck them,
damn birds, it's their own
same
fucking
concept
fault.
With the ocean turbines, though, it's fucking with normal travel. Oh, don't smell that, bro, you don't want that.
Well, and with the ocean turbines, you're killing off. Not only fish, but I mean
plankton, algae,
plankton, exactly
yeah. everything. Yeah,
and
but we're already killing all of the coral reefs as it is. I mean,
well, I mean, we're throwing
so there's
much
so many dead
into,
zone.
There's a fucking like
island,
like,
island of shit,
Florida,
yeah.
Yeah,
island
garbage
shit.
Island.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean,
we are
this place
we are masters at destroying our own planet.
You know what sucks? We are such a self-destructive creature. It's
yep.
ridiculous. It's amazing
See,
we
I
have
say,
survived this long.
I say the garbage thing is such an issue. We've got rockets. Let's load the rockets up.
Send them into the sun.
Send it to the sun,
exactly.
Exactly.
I had that idea, too.
I really hate to be the guy who's like, you know, that might cause problems for the sun.
No, it won't.
I don't want
it'll
that
vaporize before it gets
exactly.
there. Exactly.
Before it even gets close enough.
I don't
gone.
Want that nuclear reactor getting pissed off at me any sooner than it already is trying.
It's already pissed off.
I know it is. That's why I'm not trying to aggravate it by throwing shit at it.
You mad, bro? You mad?
Mad?
Poke
mad?
Poke
you
with
mad
a stick?
Yet, bro?
Come on.
You mad, bro?
Come on, man.
Nah, fuck you, man. Yeah.
I
Watch
really
that son bitch go supernova.
We clearly can't
take care of the problem.
People up in the sky, but I bet we can get rid of tons of fucking garbage
yeah.
by loading up some of those old shuttles and just sending them right into the fucking sun.
Yeah.
It may take them a few dozen years to get to the sun.
We have many, many rockets.
Many moons.
We
many
don't
moons.
Know
where they are, but we have many.
Perhaps you like a dirty bomb.
You know, and that's... Bane, I love you, man. You're awesome. You're just all about that crash. Just all about it. Just gotta have it. Oh, no, no. This is not a duo thing here, bro. But, you know, it's sad to see the type of shit that we do to ourselves, whether it's waste product...
We're
or
very
just,
good
In
at,
the name of
we're
God.
We're very good at making animals
In
go extinct.
In the name of God.
In the name of God.
Yes.
I think we just titled the show.
The name Yay. Of God.
In the name of God.
You know, it just, it sucks because it comes down to this that we all have these really great ideas about how to get along, how to be functional, but it's ideologies that take it to an extremist point of view that tend to breed hatred and fear, and that in and of itself
Emphasis
is what gets
fear.
Us in the most trouble.
And I think the key to fixing that is education.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Man, dude, Bryce.
I think we've said all we can say on this one.
Yeah.
And the computer is still running.
Yeah. And apparently your dogs love me now. They're
yep.
like, shut up, dude. You don't know what you're
talking
about. Isn't that right, Bane? You just want me to shut up, huh? Yeah, it's okay. I understand. I don't
I
like
I think
my
we're going
to
have Dan and Sean on more often.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
See, the cool thing is we can do half and half. So I can have Sean get over here if we don't want to all drive.
Mm-hmm.
You can have Dan meet up at your place.
No, I don't want Dan.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
fuck
me.
Shit up over
I don't
there.
Want Dan here.
You've seen what he's done to my computer. Twice.
Right? Upgrade your ship, bro. Your firewire is a little weak.
And with that, we bid you adieu. See ya.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.